a Nacho Radio podcast.
Hi, I'm Dave Heller, the owner of the Quad Cities River Bandits, and I want to invite you to Modern Woodman Park this Friday for our big fireworks show. You know, our fireworks are the biggest explosions in the Quad Cities. Well, the biggest except when Darren comes out of a chili restaurant after having eaten the Macho Grande special. But that's something nobody wants to see or be a part of, trust me. Now enjoy today's podcast.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome, Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. My name is Dave. You know my associate, Darren.
I'll say this.
What's that, Darren?
Being funnier is harder than that.
Is this feeling something real? Welcome. Welcome back to the show, everybody. We're thrilled to have you with us for what promises to be an episode.
A moment to remember.
Well, we will have these moments to remember. It's a good point. Welcome to the show, everyone. I keep saying that. We've got a lot to get to. The whole internet is losing their damn minds.
Why is that?
Over this International House of Pancakes name change that we told you about on yesterday's show.
Mm-hmm. I've expressed my feelings.
Darren, we got a story here of a Chinese gentleman who was suffering from some constipation.
Mm-hmm.
And he thought it'd be a good idea to do kind of
to help himself out?
Like a home remedy.
Right.
Right? I imagine every once in a while you find yourself in a situation where you need a little assistance. Do you have any home remedies for getting things going?
I like to watch Pia Zadora in the Loneliest Lady.
That helps you with constipation. All right.
It helped her.
Different strokes for different folks.
She never suffered from it again. Do I have that wrong?
I'm not sure where the hose went.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Okay.
I'm not sure if that's where that...
Wrecked him.
Yeah, okay.
Damn well, near killed him.
It was implied.
That it was... the hose went in the... Pia's... Zadora's...
The Pia's... Pia's Zahola.
Did she win a Golden Globe for that movie?
The Pieza Backdora.
Did she win a Golden Globe for that movie? She won a Golden Globe, didn't she?
Did she? Where is she now?
Yeah.
She's probably one of those big face gals on the big face Facebook.
I think she's taking very good care of herself.
Oh, good.
I believe she married like some sort of bazillionaire and is just...
I saw something where they were taking a look back at Caddyshack. Now, this was clearly... not something that was done recently.
I know what you're talking about, because they show it all the time. It's like a two-hour retrospective.
What year is it from?
Oh, maybe 98, 2000.
Okay, say 2000.
I want to say 2000, because it's like, I think it's the DVD for the 20th anniversary.
Okay, 20 years. Yeah. That makes sense.
They show that all the time, though.
I'll tell you what, that lacy underall was still looking pretty good at
that. Yeah, takes good care of yourself. What's the name of the movie?
The Loneliest Lady?
It's just The Lonely Lady. I like that you've somehow made her.
It's not The Loneliest
Lady? She's The Loneliest Lady.
Okay, well, I've never seen it. You've just told me stories.
Well, I only saw it once because when we were kids on
vacation.
Yeah, there was cable television in the room.
We've got cable TV, we get The Lonely Lady, and the bed vibrates.
Yeah. And
welcome to vacation.
Yeah, Dad was watching The Lonely Lady because we never had cable in our house growing up because... his logic, we had 12 channels and nothing was on those for free. Why would we pay more money?
Right? That's solid thinking.
Well, yeah.
57 channels and nothing's on.
Thank you, Bruce. It's interesting. I was just listening to one of my favorite Bruce songs, My Father's House, which is not about not having cable.
No, it's not.
Anyway, enough Springsteen talk. Lonely Lady, we're watching this. We're kids on vacation. And it's like Pia Zadora is like this young girl. Everything's mm-hmm. going great. And then the next thing I know, she's getting...
Everything's going great. It's all great.
Isn't this fantastic?
Isn't this fantastic? Yeah. It is great. Yeah. Wait a minute. Someone's going to violate me with a hose.
I was like 12-year-old Tony Bennett there in the hotel.
Uh-huh.
Isn't this great?
Isn't this great?
I think it's fantastic. Cable television.
Hey, Ma, can I have a couple more quarters for the vibrating bed?
Yeah, and then she ends up getting sexually assaulted with a garden hose.
Gets her clock cleaned.
Yeah.
Well, not her clock, but it gets cleaned.
Now, see, my instinct as a father would be...
Turn it off.
Turn this off.
No, I don't get cable.
What?
I'm on vacation, too.
You don't like it? Leave the room.
I'm the one paying for this vacation, Mr. Green. If you don't like it, if you can't handle it, turn away.
I could be wrong, but I think it's Ray Liotta that cleans her clock with the garden hose.
Is that right?
Yeah. I think that's the
is that like his Is that like his first movie after the soap operas?
Could be. It could be one of his first film roles.
Feature films.
Yeah, they don't show that movie anymore. I don't know why
that is. Well, for good reason.
P is Adora. So you want to know whatever ended up happening to her? She won a Golden Globe as New Star of the Year in a movie called Butterfly, I guess. Which I have to imagine is about what?
Wasn't that
a woman who makes out with a lawnmower? What does she do in that movie?
Wasn't that a Mariah Carey vehicle?
Was that a remake? I don't know. Let's see. She began a small comeback in 2011 with a cabaret show called Pia Zadora, Back Again and Standing Tall.
Wouldn't you go see that if you're like in Vegas?
I think you know for a fact I would go see
Especially if it's, say, like at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, my God. And we're going to
start our day?
Let's see. She married businessman Meshulam Rickless in 1977.
I don't trust that.
He was 54. She was 23. She was a marquee headliner at the Riviera Hotel in Vegas.
See, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, there are no headliners at the Riviera.
Well... I guess she lived in a mansion named Pickfair, which was once the home of Douglas Fairbanks and Mary Pickford, and she claimed it was haunted.
Not the world's greatest homemaker, Mary Pickford.
No?
No.
Let's see. 2013, Pia Zadora charged with domestic violence, battery, and coercion and jailed after an altercation with her teenage son, Jordan. She was taken into custody after a SWAT team surrounded her home.
Jordan Zadora?
Well, I imagine that she has the kid has the father's name. Now, this is her second husband, Michael Jeffries, who is a detective in the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department.
Well, that's convenient.
Oh, wow, so she's never left Vegas.
No.
If you think I'm not going to go see Pia Zadora Back Again and Standing Tall.
Even if it's downtown, I'm there.
Especially if it's downtown. That'd be the only reason for me to be downtown.
I don't care if it's in Henderson City.
What kind of songs do you think she does in Pia Zadora Back Again? And like, what does she do? Like, what's her shtick? Pia Zadora is what we're talking about here.
Right.
What does she open with in Back Again and Standing Tall?
Well, maybe Stand Tall by Burton Cummings. Some solo work.
Let's see. It says here, this is a review.
Stand or Fall by The Fix.
This is a review. Let's see. She does a little something from Fiddler on the Roof. Is that right? P is Adora. Here she is from 2000. The year 2000. This is Inside Edition 2000.
Things of stardom. Do you think it'd be easy to give it all up? Well, the star of movies, stage, and theater has turned her back on glitz and glamour to become simply a mom.
Okay. P is Adora didn't turn her back on glitz and glamour.
Glitz and glamour
turned its back on P.
We said we're done.
By the way, this is from 18 years ago. Deborah Norville looks exactly the same.
I don't know why they ever got rid of her.
All of us are aging except Deborah Norville. And I don't think she's having work done either.
No.
I just think she's
just natural, yeah.
All right, this is again Pia Zadora, Inside Edition.
Noble on a pretty special lady. Hollywood's a tough town.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I went to Vegas.
And no one knows that better than Pia Zadora. She went from starlet to late night punchline and then shocked Hollywood with a remarkable showbiz comeback. We'll tell you all about it, but now 45-year-old Pia has found happiness in her favorite role yet. It might surprise you.
Not every day is this nice.
Pia let us in on her new life and invited us into her Malibu home.
All right, her Malibu home has an above-ground pool.
Does it shock you that a middle-aged woman is a mother? Does it shock you?
What shocks me is she's got an above-ground pool, which no doubt had to be filled with a garden hose. I imagine she's a little sketchy around
those.
Just
sat there and watched it. And
just let me know when it's filled and it's safe for me to go in the backyard.
I can't believe I agreed to that scene.
Like, she looks out and she's sure she sees Ray Liotta fill in the pool. And she's got to blink hard and then it's some Korean
fella.
Why did
I ever sign off on that? I was being pressured by my first husband.
Well, this 50-year-old was having constipation in China. I know it's a long way, but we're back to this this Chinese gentleman who, again...
Well, I'm glad we are.
...was having some constipation issues. So he inserted a...
Come rain or come shine.
I'm gonna love you. I'm Pia Zadora. I'm back again. And I'm standing to... Pia Zadora is essentially Baby Lestrange. It's basically...
Yes.
...the same character, right?
Pretty much. I was thinking the same thing.
Like, Baby Lestrange and Pizzador are the same person.
Yes, she's just the distaff version.
Right.
If I may.
If you'll have it. So,
why doesn't he do that?
What's that?
Why doesn't Martin Short do the Jackie Rogers Jr. Show in Las Vegas? You would go. I mean, come on.
If he did Jackie Rogers Jr.
It gives you like, you know, 100, gives you what, 90 minutes? 80 minutes?
I would spend every dime I have to see that.
No kidding!
If he did, if he's at Caesars for 2 weeks doing Jackie Rogers Jr.'s $100,000 jackpot
wad,
I'd move heaven and earth for that.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be the greatest.
It would be. And we're going to see the 3 o'clock show.
I mean, it would be to the point where Mr. Martin Short would have to say to security, make sure that guy's not there again. Mm-hmm. He's been to so many shows, it's disturbing to me.
He does the routine.
Right.
He's doing the routine to me.
My live-in lover, the lovely Miss Angelique, if you'll have it.
He's mouthing my ass.
That's the best. So, this Chinese fella... He's 50 years old and he's having a bit of constipation.
That's what I hear.
I swear we're going to finish this story.
Maybe.
Well, he goes to an old family remedy. He sticks a 12-inch cucumber up his butt. Actually, more of an eggplant, I guess. Apparently, the 12-inch vegetable, the eggplant, had been inside him for 2 days.
I am the eggplant. Ooh. I am the eggplant. Ooh.
Now, when we're done with this, I'm going to need that eggplant back. That's good eggplant.
Wrecked him. Damn near killed him.
Yeah, well, it did.
We'll wash that thing off. We're having Parmesan.
This vegetable had been moved up along inside his intestines to the point where it got into his upper
abdomen.
Wouldn't
that make things worse?
Yeah, I would. This is.
I mean, you're packing it up there with an eggplant.
This is what I'm saying. If you're trying to get something out, closing its only means of escape seems counterintuitive. Right?
You're cornering it.
This thing was up so far inside of him, it had nearly touched his heart.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a heartache.
Guy went to the hospital on May 30th, 2 days after he had put this thing up inside himself. He claimed to have suffered constipation for 4 days and attempted to cure it with the eggplant. He told doctors he thought the vegetable could act as a laxative to increase his bowel movement.
Maybe if you consume it.
If you eat it, stupid.
Maybe if you eat it.
Wrong hole, dummy.
Yeah.
You eat a 12-inch eggplant, you're going to the bathroom.
Could be, yes. Especially if it's like pureed.
Well, see, I would think you'd want a little roughage.
It could be.
Yeah.
I'm just going to.
He underwent surgery and had
make a
thing.
Chutney out of it,
they
I
removed
suppose.
It. They removed it whole. The whole thing. Like, they didn't cut it up in pieces. They took the whole thing out. 12 inches, foot-long eggplant inside his upper abdomen.
That's a healthy eggplant.
Yeah. It got stuck inside of him in a diagonal position.
Ugh.
His lungs were inflamed as a result. He's now recovering after the surgery.
I've got a breach eggplant.
I really want to get to the top five things because we've got some
good
ones
today. Let's
do that.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School.
It's very tasty.
It is very tasty. An idea is to cool off with your favorite iced latte. Remember that your favorite hot lattes can all be served iced. Try a super tasty protein puck packed full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot iced and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join the loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by your fine people, you patrons on Podbean that make it happen.
You wonders.
You're marvelous.
Of course.
As well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. If you'd like to reach out to the show, use the Uncle Norm's Firework text line, 470-23-NACHO. Uncle Norm's Fireworks with two locations. One that's open right now, just south of Milan on Route 67. That's already open. And then the Davenport store, where we're going to be doing a podcast from live, kind of an annual tradition.
Gee, fellas.
That's located at the Mississippi Valley Fairgrounds. That's going to open on June 13th. We're going to be there for a noon podcast. So join us. That's going to be happening on Saturday, June 30th.
Uncle Norm's drinking, what's he drinking?
Champagne
cocktail. Champagne cocktail.
Uncle Norm's has the largest selection, and their inventory includes quality products from quality distributors, including Black Cat, World Class Brand, and Showtime. Check out their product page and see what they have at UncleNormsFireworks.com. Weekly specials are available on the website and on the Facebook page as well. And as always, the podcast originates from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, but so much more. How about the cold turkey? Slow-roasted homemade turkey, provolone cheese, Russian dressing, coleslaw, and mayo. Absolutely delicious. Get one today and consider this. With Father's Day coming up, Capriati's gift cards are the perfect gift because everybody loves Capriati's, including Dad. When you're there for lunch or dinner, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Number one.
Number one.
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 One. I guess that original story would have been number two.
KFC confirming that they are working on a vegetarian fried chicken. Are you intrigued?
Have you ever had vegetarian chicken?
Yes.
It kind of tastes like chicken.
Well, we've had the nuggets here.
The nuggets, that's all.
The nuggets can pass for chicken.
Yes.
So they're working on that. And they've been working
Maybe
on this.
Maybe that's all they're doing.
They've been working on this for some time, I guess. They're experimenting with a vegetarian version of the chicken. They might launch it in the UK sometime next year. And if people embrace it,
well,
then
they'll...
Yeah,
try it on them first.
Yeah, right. Vegetarian fried chicken recipe uses a wheat gluten product. And then that will...
You don't see a lot of vegetarian fish.
No.
What is that? You would think that that would be a relatively easy... Well, I guess you would have to use fish oils.
So that wouldn't be...
That wouldn't be vegetarian. But you don't see a lot of vegetarian fish, do you?
No. This is what I don't get. You're marketing to people who are never going into your restaurant. And the people that do go to KFC are not interested in vegetarian
Probably
chicken.
Probably not.
Right?
Probably not.
It's not like vegetarians are like, finally, we can go to KFC.
Oh, I can enjoy it.
Right. Vegetarians want nothing to do with you, KFC.
I wouldn't think so.
And the people that do go there
don't
want nothing
to do with your vegetarian chicken.
What if we told you? You know, we're getting in a lot of trouble lately for running
out of... Thanks for nothing!
We're running out of chicken. What if I told you we have chicken, but it's not made out of chicken? Hmm. Are you interested, stupid?
Oh, see. Very intrigued.
Yeah, that's kind of what this seems like they're saying.
Well, that would be a valid point to bring up when this idea was being kicked around.
Right? Like, this is why I would get kicked out of the boardroom.
Uh-huh.
I would raise my hand and go...
It's like, wait a minute.
I'd go, hang on just a damn second.
Just a second, guys.
Aren't we Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Right. Shouldn't we play to our strength?
I never would have gone to this KFC name. Keep the chicken in the name, for crying out loud.
Yes. I would have never got rid of the bucket. Thank God it's back.
I wasn't aware that it was gone.
Oh, it left for a while, I think, where all you got your chicken in boxes. Now, you still get some chicken in boxes if it's a smaller
meal. Like a meal. Yeah.
But I think there was a period where you got all your chicken in boxes.
I haven't been to a KFC. I bet you it's been...
Don't go.
I bet it's been 5 years.
Don't go.
Yeah.
Things are not improving. Things are not getting better.
That's what I hear.
The coleslaw is still okay.
Okay, well. Did I tell you over Memorial Day weekend I had a sandwich?
They changed the gravy.
Over Memorial Day weekend I had a sandwich with mayonnaise on it.
How'd that happen?
Well, we were out
mayonnaise on Miracle Whip?
It was mayonnaise. Hmm. We were out on a boat and
how did that happen? Were you hallucinating?
I'll tell you the story. We were out on a boat there at Lake of the Ozarks. Now, my friend's wife had made sandwiches for everybody to enjoy while we were out on the lake. We'd get out on the lake.
There's no way you could have known. It had to be after the fact.
It's time for sandwiches. And they're like, okay, we got the sandwiches. And then I ask, I go, oh.
I made sandwiches.
Right. Right. And they were delicious. But they're like, I'm like, oh, it's turkey and turkey or ham were my choices.
Fine.
I said, I'll go ahead and take the, give me the turkey, right? So she made these wonderful sandwiches, and I have to, of course, be a precious little pup on the boat. And I'm like, do you have any without mayonnaise? And she's like, oh, Dave, I'm sorry. I forgot about your thing with mayonnaise. She's like, and she genuinely did. Yeah. She's like, I'm sorry. There's mayo on every sandwich here. Mm. Well, here's the thing. I'm on a boat. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I got a choices. And we're going to have a couple of beers.
You catch a fish.
I'm not going to eat a fish raw. What am I, a boat? Am I a Kodiak bear?
Kind of look like one.
Thank you. That's good. Look at this.
Consider yourself zing.
The zing of the day.
Zing of the day is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company.
Hello there.
So I realize, like, we're going to have a couple of beers. I'm out on a boat. This is the food that I have.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of options.
So you ate it.
I ate it. And can I tell you something? Mm. Having had mayonnaise for the first time ever.
Yeah.
I got to whisper this because my wife cannot know this. Yeah. I think I like mayonnaise.
Well, sure, it's good.
I think on a sandwich, I think it makes
sense. Well, sure, of course on a sandwich it makes
sense. The sandwich would have been really dry otherwise.
It would absolutely be dry. And here's the thing about mayonnaise.
Yes.
Okay. Quite frankly,
please keep your voice down, because if my wife knows that I'm a mayonnaise person now, I'm going to be sleeping on a couch.
Yeah, because all it's really going to do is going to make it a much moister sandwich. With mayonnaise, when it's not, like Miracle Whip is sweeter, you would certainly taste Miracle Whip. Mayonnaise, quite frankly, doesn't have a ton of taste.
That's because I kept searching around like, okay, where's the taste for me to object to?
Yeah, there's not a ton of taste
I just couldn't find it.
Yes, there's not a
ton. I didn't like.
Then
every once in a while I would get a little taste. I'm like, well, that's different. I know that's not turkey. I know that's not lettuce. I know that's not cheese. I know that's not bread. I think that's mayonnaise.
God
is my witness. I think I like mayonnaise.
Well, there you go. It really does. All it does is make the sandwich moister.
Which was very much appreciated on a hot day.
Just to eat a dry... you're going to sit out there and just eat toast?
Well, that would have been my preference had I, you know...
Yeah.
Anyway.
You're on board.
I think I'm on mayo.
I'm going to get you a small jar.
I can't keep it in the house.
Keep it in the house.
No!
Put it at the back of the refrigerator. Wait a minute. Hold on. Put it in the refrigerator. In the garage.
Sexually transmitted diseases making an alarming resurgence across the United States. And they say California is ground zero. I guess everybody and their brother has an STD these days. They say in 2016 there were 2 million cases of chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis, including 628 cases of congenital syphilis. I don't know what congenital syphilis is. Here's what I know. I'm not going to Google to find out, because I think that's how you might get congenital syphilis.
Why risk it?
I don't. California is ground zero here. They say that they are, I guess this congenital syphilis causes your babies to be born stillborn.
Oh, no, you don't want that.
Oh, that's terrible.
No, you don't want that.
Oh, Jesus, no. Congenital syphilis has been eliminated from the United States and all over the world, but now it's making a comeback. Oh, that's worst.
I don't want to hear about that.
No, it's one thing to get like a swab stuck in you, which doesn't sound like a treat, but a dead baby as a result of an STD. No thanks.
Uh-uh. Not interested.
Yeah. So anyway, they're saying that the United States going through a bit of an STD epidemic. So chew on that, kids.
Number
I'm in a long-term committed relationship, and I like mayonnaise. So I got the world by the balls right now. It's like I get the best of both worlds, Darren.
Leave the door open. I'll put some in the refrigerator.
I'm telling you, you can get me in a lot of trouble.
I should mention.
A lot of trouble.
If you'd like to reach out to the show, use the Uncle Norm's Fireworks text line, 470-23-NACHO. Uncle Norm's Fireworks with two locations, the one in Milan on Route 67, open now from 11 till 7 with expanding hours as we get closer to the 4th, and the one at the Mississippi Valley Fairgrounds opens on June 13th. All of Uncle Norm's fireworks are 100% guaranteed. If it fails, they replace it. Nobody else does that. The other guys, they pack up after the 4th of July and they're gone. Uncle Norm's is family-owned and operated, and they live here locally. As a matter of fact, the Milan store is open year-round by appointment. Call 563-349-2398. And being that this is a podcast,
yes.
If you didn't get that number, you just back us up just a tiny little bit, and you'll hear that it's 563-349-2398 or 563-320-0897. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Having a get-together, let Capriati's do all the work. Whether it's a picnic, a birthday party, a tailgate party, a graduation, office meeting, or corporate event, Capriati's is sure to be a hit. Capriati's makes extraordinary party trays and big box lunches with subs and salads and more. Delivery is available. Order online at order.capriotis.com. If you're there for just lunch or dinner, please mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Couple of texts here on the Uncle Norm's text line. Bam Bam 1993 says, speaking of Lost in Space, which we were on yesterday's podcast, because I thought the guy in the Iron Horse looked a little like the dad on Lost in Space. I don't think it was the same cat, though.
Yeah.
He says, speaking of Lost in Space, if you haven't seen the Netflix reboot, do it. It's pretty good.
It's good.
Yeah, I haven't gotten around to watching that one yet. I'll definitely look into it sometime this summer. Here's one from Lil Buddy who texts us and says, I spit out my coffee laughing. Gee, mister, I'm going to shoot this pickle across the stage.
It's quite a talent.
People love...
pickles.
Pickles.
Gee, pickles. Gee, pickles, we're going to put on a show.
All right, Morty Amsterdam. Somebody texted this in. The fax machine was invented the same year the first wagon crossed the Oregon Trail, 1843. Now, I had to Google that because I thought, okay, this is one of those bits where they just do a ridiculous fact on the internet to show that everything's BS these days. Mm-hmm. Turns out there's some truth to it. And they say this is why the fax machine no longer works at Capriati's, because the technology was invented in 1843. There is some truth to it, that the fax machine was, in some ways, invented in 1843.
How?
Well, it has to do with
a telegram.
Yeah.
Candygram.
It does seem a little far-fetched, but when you Google it, you can learn the shocking story. Are you shocked by this news?
Does it shock you?
Three.
Okay, this is the one I read this morning, and I thought, I can't wait for Darren to come over and do a podcast, because this story... David Katz.
And you put it in at number three. Listen, I saw this today, and I thought of you.
Yeah?
I thought of you.
Good. We're on the same page
yes,
here.
Yes, I saw this, and I thought,
David Cassidy.
You suspected this from the get-go.
David Cassidy.
And it's the sort of thing that gets you in trouble for suspecting it.
You can go back and listen to the audio.
I don't know on what show it is, but you suspected. You don't have dementia. You're just still drunk.
David Cassidy admitted right before he died that he never had dementia.
I don't have dementia.
He was just still drinking the whole time.
I was still drinking.
In the last years of his life, David Cassidy struggled with alcoholism.
I mean, you never want to accuse somebody of faking dementia, but you did.
And
you were right.
And
you were correct. I think I was in lockstep with you.
Yeah, I think if you go back and listen to that show,
we were very suspect.
My memory is suspect, but I remember being a little bit more comfortable putting it out there that I thought he was faking.
Yeah,
and you thought
after I gave you cover.
Yeah.
He
was faking. He never had dementia.
He was
just a drunk. New documentary will air next week on A&E. What's it called? David Cassidy, I'm a Drunk. I don't know what the name of the show is. I think it's called the Final Confessions of David Cassidy or something like that.
Oh, boy.
I
saw him at the waterfront.
Yeah. Was he drunk? Of course he was.
It was not a good show.
No. He died of organ failure. That was last year that David Cassidy died.
Wouldn't you think that David Cassidy organ failure would kill Susan Day?
The ultimate zing.
Lori, it looks like you put a 12-inch eggplant up in this thing.
The ultimate zing, brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company.
Now the rumors were on...
Although Shirley was on keyboards too sometimes.
Well, yes. The rumor about David Cassidy is,
Oh, yeah?
Hello.
Did he pose naked in Rolling Stone magazine?
I think he did, yeah. But I don't know if you
but
can see
But not completely,
I don't think
probably.
You can see his crank, yeah.
That's right. Crank. Please, Rolling Stone is a crankless magazine.
Please. Jan Werner doesn't want to see your crank. Actually, he does. He really does, David.
He really,
if you
really
could please
does.
Please whip it out, that'd be great.
Yeah, he's thinking about changing his name to Jan Wiener.
He told everybody that he had stopped drinking in 2014 after he took a trip to rehab, after he had 3 DUIs
right.
in the space of like 5 years. He was rushed to the hospital when he fell ill in a recording studio. Now, let me ask you this. Who wants to listen to anything David Cassidy recorded in the last 20 years? He was still recording stuff up like last year? He told the producer of this TV show, quote, I have a liver disease. There is no sign of me having dementia at this stage of my life. It was complete alcohol poisoning. The fact is that I lied about my drinking. I did this to myself to cover up the sadness and the emptiness. So, yeah, he was telling everybody he was living a clean and sober life. Then he said, you know, I've got dementia.
Mm-hmm.
And this will be on a documentary called David Cassidy, The Last Session. In the documentary, a very frail and weak-looking Cassidy deals with his health problems and memory loss as he records a new album in an attempt to stage a comeback. If anyone told David Cassidy that anyone was going to be interested in his new music, they should be ashamed of themselves.
Who was he working with?
In the studio?
Mm-hmm.
Rick Rubin. What does it matter?
I figured it was Rick Rubin.
It's always Rick
it's
Rubin.
It's always Rick Rubin.
These stupid comebacks. Yeah, so...
We're going to do what David Cassidy does.
We're going to strip it down to the real David.
Uh-huh.
Number four.
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 Every
four.
Time, Rick Rubin. Every time.
I'm just saying this. I'm pretty good at smelling out the...
BS.
Just saying.
Especially if you step in it.
How about this? Pluto, is it a planet or is it not a planet?
Well, I'd like to think it is, but everyone wants to say that it's some sort of dwarf star.
Now, it might not even be that. Scientists are suggesting that instead of a planet or a dwarf planet, it might in fact be a comet. Pluto's been a comet this whole time. That's according to scientists from the Southwest Research
comet
Institute.
Will make your teeth turn green, comet. It tastes like Listerine.
It could be.
Comet will make you vomit, so get some comet and vomit today.
It could be made up of billions of comets that all smash together.
Does it make your teeth or your lips turn green?
I'm not familiar with the playground thing you just did. I think it's wonderful.
Hmm. The teeth or lips? The comet will make your lips turn green, or your teeth turn green.
Scientists have long believed that the dwarf planet Pluto was formed the same way that all planets are. Starting out as swirling dust that gets pulled together by gravity. But now they're saying, this thing could have just been it could have been a giant comet that just attracted more and more comets. So, maybe, how pissed off are you if you're a Pluto fan? You lose planet status, and now you might even lose dwarf planet status.
Dwarf star.
No, buddy, a star is like the sun.
I thought it was a dwarf star.
No, that'd be a little sun. You understand that stars are suns.
Stars are suns.
Yes.
Yes.
Dwarf star. Thank you, Admiral Stocktail.
Five.
Gridlock.
Five.
Number five.
Gridlock.
Finally, a new study suggests...
Why am I here?
People.
How did I get here?
New study suggests that people who sleep for 8 hours every night have more orgasmic sex. And women who sleep longer are more likely to feel sexual desire the next day. Men who don't get enough sleep suffer from an increase in the stress hormone cortisol and a decrease in the sex hormone testosterone. So get some sleep.
For crying out loud.
They say sex can lead to better shut-eye because after you, you know, finish, your body releases oxycontin.
Boy, does it.
Or, I'm sorry, oxytocin, not oxycontin. Oxytocin, which will counter the effect of cortisol. So something to think about. It just keeps feeding itself.
That's, yes.
You get laid a lot, you get more sleep, you get more sleep, you get laid a lot.
Feed the Frankenstein.
And there it is. Those were your top five things.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast, if you'd like to reach out to it anytime, not just during the podcast, but if you have any sort of questions or comments, queries, and just random thoughts, you can send those to us using the Uncle Norm's Fireworks text line.
We get plenty of random thoughts, by the way. And I love them. Thank you.
And random notes.
Sure.
From inside your Rolling Stone magazine. 470-23-NACHO, Uncle Norm's Fireworks. Two locations, one in Milan, one in Davenport. The Milan store is open year-round by appointment. Call 563-349-2398 or 563-320-0897. Why would you drive to Missouri or anywhere else? Uncle Norm's Fireworks has the largest inventory in the area with the best prices and the best product guarantee. Again, we're going to be doing a live podcast, or we'll be doing a podcast at Uncle Norm's, and that's going to be on Saturday, June 30th. I believe that'll be starting at noon. So details as we get closer. Uncle Norm's Fireworks in Milan and in Davenport as well. Again, make sure that you visit them on their Facebook page or at UncleNormsFireworks.com. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, 4640 First Avenue in Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. And don't forget their soups, including turkey chili, tomato bisque, clam chowder, chicken noodle, and chicken tortilla. Mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one. Again, at Capriati's on 53rd in Davenport. And let me get it right this time, 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
Back when the Apple Watch first went on sale, they sold one model of it for $17,000.
Yikes.
The original Apple Watch, they were made out of gold when they were first released, and it was like the very first Apple Watch. Well, Apple has just now released an update for Apple Watches.
What do they go for now?
I don't know. But the important thing is, if you bought an Apple Watch for $17,000 a handful of years ago, it doesn't work anymore. they've made the original models obsolete.
I can't get my iPod to work either.
Watch OS 5 is the new operating system. Not available for the original Apple Watch. So, yeah, no matter how much money you spent, if you got the first ever Apple Watch,
you got took.
You get nothing. You get nothing. So, yeah, there were some of them that went for $10,000. Some of them went for $17,000. This is the watch that came out 4 years ago.
You got bamboozled, my friend.
Now it's absolutely useless. There's a Canadian woman who just got a ticket for having an Apple Watch on while she was driving. Officer pulled up next to her and saw a glow in the car, and it was coming from her Apple Watch.
Hmm.
And because of that, they were able to give her a ticket for distracted driving. And the Apple Watch kind of glows because when you move your hands, it kind of activates. And
yours just activated.
Well, this is a Fitbit. This is not an Apple Watch. It's the same but very different.
Is that by Lean Cuisine?
Yes, it's Deal a Meal. I'll show you my cards.
Not Deal a Meal.
It's all the same.
That's ridiculous.
And then finally, Darren, we have a story here of a teacher who's in a little bit of trouble in the Philadelphia area. Not for kneeling during the national anthem. By God, you'll all stand for it. No, this teacher's accused...
You either stand with me or you're against me.
Ha!
I've entertained you.
Your children.
Your children?
Your sons of bitches. Yeah, Judy Garland not happy with these Philadelphia Eagles.
No, never was.
So yeah, this teacher's...
All the way back to Norm Van Brocklin.
This teacher's in trouble in the Philadelphia School District.
You know what you did, Harold Carmichael?
She took bribes from students in exchange for good grades.
Wonder what that would have cost.
Humanities teacher at the high school there in Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh... I'm sorry, Philadelphia, accused of accepting bribes from her students and giving them good grades in return.
That would have been something to look into.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're only talking about like a 10 here, a 20 there.
Well, yeah, how much, what does it cost? Exactly. Now, that's what is infuriating about this story is.
They don't give you a price list?
Yeah, like what is it? What would an A cost?
Uh-huh. Oh, I don't know if I can afford an A, but...
Yeah, I don't make that kind of
I'm not going to buy a new car, but...
Removed from the school after
there's
being
no
accused.
Reason, there's no reason we shouldn't be able to make a B-minus happen,
yeah,
right,
is
Teach?
There, is there like a sliding scale
should
here?
Be.
Or, you know, what I need is a B-plus. So what are we talking? How do we make that happen? So, yeah, she was promptly removed from the school, and they're investigating it.
Do you use Apple Pay?
What do you take, Teach? That's it for this episode of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. We'll be back sometime early next week.
That's exactly right.
Till we get a chance to do it for you then. Hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reppin' spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
It's enough. Thank you. Thank you very much.